This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And we have our first guest here in studio with us. Thank you for joining us. We have Professor Kath Crock AM.
Oh, how important is
very fancy. Like,
oh, God, you think it's so important, don't you?
Crook. I had that written wrong.
You're right, Crock.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, it was one or the other. I've got it written two different ways. My apologies either way. Kath, thank you for joining us. You're coming in today to chat with us about a really important project that's been going for a little while. Tell us about Hush.
Well, Hush, to me, is a very important project. And this is something that's been running over 20 years, about 22 years now. I'm a doctor at the Royal Children's Hospital here in Melbourne. And work with children with leukemia, so doing the procedures that they need as part of their cancer treatment. And it was talking to parents back 25 years ago.
Now, there was somebody famous that got involved, wasn't there, in the early days? Who was that?
Well, Paul Grabowski got involved. Paul had family who had been unwell, and he'd spent a lot of time in hospitals. And so he actually came to me and said, we could compose some music specially for this stressful hospital environment. And that was really a game changer. Being able to compose and think about the cacophony of noise that can be in a hospital environment that raises your anxiety, makes you feel worse, you know. And the idea is you should be as calm as possible when you're going through medical treatment.
And also the parents as well.
Look, for parents, and do you know what we've realised now? Actually, the staff need it too.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
A really good point.
That wasn't where we were heading in those early days, but more and more as, you know, staff have been sort of nurtured by this environment that is more calm, they've said this is really great and something that we all need to be able to do hard work.
Yeah. And it's usually with a symphony orchestra, isn't it, that or jazz, a jazz band?
We've done a whole range of different things.
How many albums?
We're up to 20 now.
Whoa.
So we've worked with some of Australia's foremost composers and musicians. And in fact, in 2014, we brought all of them together for a big concert at Robert Blackwood Hall. And
that's
we had
right.
88 jazz and classical musicians up there on that stage. And they did. They formed an orchestra by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing what the musical community has done to help us working in healthcare and for people with sick children or sick family members.
Yeah, and so therefore it's music that's played in the ward, but the parents can now buy it and have been able to for many years. It would have been CDs to begin with, which still is CDs, and now vinyl, the wonderful world of vinyl, to take home, to keep that mood going when they go home with their child, and also calming for themselves.
Yeah, we've found that it's been really popular for, families who have had children in hospital, but even for the general public.
Yep.
They have really all taken to this and thought, well, if it's going to help in that stressful environment, it's going to help us at home and in our daily lives.
Yeah.
And we've now got some of our tracks have been put to beautiful, like, Tasmanian videos of underwater scenes or beautiful outdoor scenes that really make you feel very calm when you're listening to the music, and you can have that on the big screen instead of commercial television in a waiting room, for instance.
Yes, exactly. And the wonderful thing is, Kath, is that it's part of the fundraising, isn't it?
Yes, look. I mean, that has changed a bit over the years, as we were talking about just before we started this interview, that we used to sell a lot of CDs. Now it's very hard to sell CDs.
Of course.
You don't make a lot from Spotify and iTunes. And also the expenses of the projects have all gone up too.
Yep.
And certainly these days we like to give the musicians and composers an honorarium for working with us, not expecting that our creative people can donate everything that they do.
Yeah, absolutely. And who's the orchestra in this instance for the? Oh, what's this new album called?
The new album is called Nightlight. And it actually took us about 4 years because of COVID in the middle.
Yeah.
We were going really well. We've got six female singer-songwriters, and I took all of them into a hospital, a mother-baby unit or a maternity unit.
Oh, lovely.
With the idea that we'd reflect on early parenthood and how we might be able to help in some stressful times in parenting.
Yeah.
And the women we chose for this album were all young mothers themselves.
Uh-huh.
So they had the reflection of their own experience as well as what they felt when they came into the hospital.
That would have been really moving for them, I should imagine, and especially, you know, like if they've been lucky enough that their children haven't been in a hospital situation.
Yes, they were very moved by it. And in fact, you know, quite emotional at times when we were doing it. And they were meeting, say, young women who had high-risk pregnancies. So they'd been bedbound for months and months and unable to go home or see their other children.
Yeah.
And if you've gone through a normal pregnancy and birth, that's quite confronting to think some people don't.
Mm.
But then to reflect on it. Mm. And, you know, I think that was helpful in the writing of the lyrics for the songs that they did.
So they actually wrote the lyrics to the songs themselves.
Yes.
Because they're all singer-songwriters as well. Right. Name a couple of them.
So Kate Miller-Heidke.
Whoa.
Megan Washington.
Yeah.
Missy Higgins.
Yeah.
Mama Kin.
Yeah.
Naomi Crellin. Emily Wurramurra.
Wow, that's a very impressive.
It's a very impressive lineup, and such incredible women. And one more, Emily Wurramurra, who's an amazing young Indigenous singer.
Yeah.
So those six women have done this whole album, and then the backing band is the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra.
Hello, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it must take a lot of time and effort to put something like this together with the quality of people that you've got working on it.
Yes, that's why this particular album was quite challenging for us, the coordination of everybody's diaries and then getting the orchestra together.
Yeah.
We actually recorded the first two, four tracks, so Kate Miller-Heidke and Megan Washington, with the TSO in Hobart in 2019. And then, of course, everything went sort of pear-shaped.
Yeah.
And we did have to get the recording of the other female singers in their own hometown.
Of course.
And then the ABC sound recorders were able to put it all together so beautifully.
Yeah. So how do you make money out of this exercise now, you know, with the lack of CD sales?
Actually, we can't.
Right.
So we do rely on people to donate to us and help us out as much as they possibly can. And also, Hush has diversified. We've also worked with playwright Alan Hopgood, who wrote three plays for us about some of the things that might be going on behind the scenes in healthcare and some of the difficult challenges that you have in that sort of a workplace. So those plays, we roll them out in hospitals, and when you put some actors in front of a room full of health professionals, you can just see the emotional engagement and the really difficult conversations that are sparked by having this creativity in the room.
Yeah.
So that is something that has helped us keep going. And then out of the feedback we had from the plays, Hush was feeling concerned about the culture and how staff in hospitals can treat each other, particularly when things get stressful. So we've started a movement called the Gathering of Kindness. So talking about bringing kindness into your workplaces. And so all of these things together, each brings in a little bit that helps us to fund our next project.
Right. Okay. Oh, it's such wonderful work that you're doing. And the really lovely thing, the man sitting next to you as well, Bill Duff, who has been involved in these albums since the beginning.
Bill is an absolute legend and has, kept me on the straight and narrow in a lot of ways.
Because Bill's background, just so you know, people, it was, you know, Bill's retired now, but he worked for Warner Music for many years. Sorry? And festival, that's right, festival, and then Warner. He was state manager, and you know, like one of the big record companies in Australia in its heyday. And that's when I first met Bill, and with publishing, you know, connections with Philip Mortlock in Sydney as well. It's a wonderful sort of you know, like movement that's happened here, isn't it?
It's been a fantastic support for me, knowing that I've got people like Bill who can guide me to meet the best artists and make sure that we're doing things to the best quality we can,
yep,
and then get the message out there.
Yeah. Now, you bought for us just to have a look at the vinyl, and the cover is so simple but so beautiful. Describe what the cover is.
Well, what we've represented on the cover, it's a gorgeous sort of a sky blue, and it's got a mobile,
yep,
that has some little features out of each of the songs on that mobile. And one day we'll probably do it as an actual moving piece that you might have over a baby's crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Just something from each of the songs is in that mobile.
Right. Because I can see on there there's a lobster hanging down, and I know that's related to Megan Washington's song. Could you explain, because it's a lovely little image, what the lobster claw represents?
Well, Megan's is a very gorgeous little piece, the lobster song, and she talks about how she's got one strong arm from carrying her baby around all the time.
Yes, yes.
And I think all mothers would understand that.
Yeah.
You're trying to do a million things and you've always got somebody under one arm. Yeah.
I've always really admired women like that. You see, you know, the husbands are walking on in front and the mother is carrying the baby, and they don't seem to mind because they're so used to carrying the baby, that one strong arm.
Yeah. Exactly. And I guess the baby's grown just sort of slowly as you've been holding it. And once they get to about two, that's when you want to put them down.
Yes.
So how can we get copies of the CD or the vinyl? Because, as I said, the vinyl is beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. The best way is to go to our website, which is hush.org.au.
Okay.
And all the information's there, how you can buy it. You can sign up to our mailing list and get more involved if you like. Be a volunteer like Bill.
Yep.
But you'll be there for 20 years.
it's a wonderful thing that the organisation is doing. Oh, now Bill's telling you what to say.
Oh, yes. Oh, you need to say that, Bill. So it is in stores, readings.
Right.
Basement discs.
Of course it would be basement discs.
Yep.
All right, so just go to the website and you'll find out all that information.
You will.
Now we're going to play.
Yeah, so we have The Healing Tree lined up, which is performed by Kate Miller-Heidke. Could you tell us a little bit about that song before we launch in?
Yes, so that was Kate's reflection after coming into the Mercy Hospital maternity unit, and she met these women who had been in the hospital for many months, and they sat in a circle and they all discussed motherhood and parenthood things. And Kate went away and came up with this glorious song called The Healing Tree.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And I hope you can keep going with this whole project, because it's I love always you know, like supporting it as well on Sunday Arts.
Thank you so much, David. Yes, your help is much appreciated.
No, my pleasure.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Professor Kath Crock AM from Hush and the Royal Children's Hospital about their new album release, Nightlight. And this right now is The Healing Tree by Kate Miller-Heidke on Sunday Arts Magazine.
Your way. trust in the Lord.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.